Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
Genesee Community College. At GCC, your time is now. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com. You're going to love your new smile. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877 by Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Perry. Serving CJ Country for more than 40 years by Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia. Reflecting excellence since 1984 by Perry Vets Club. Welcoming all military veterans with free membership by Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Family Furniture. Celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in downtown Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia. Your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs. Specializing in agricultural and commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Salmon Orthodontics. On the web at braceyourselftoday.com. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Adelrock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Warsaw Sea Store, the Bergen Sea Store, and the Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. They work with all insurance companies and even offer rental cars right at their location. By Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, formerly Empire Tractor. Big enough to keep you running, but personal enough to know your name. And by Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, North Java, and Batavia. Family-owned and operated since 1953.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And tonight from Lutchworth Central, it is the Lutchworth Legends playing host to the Eugenio Maria de Hostos Charter School, hence after this to be known as the Hornets. The Hornets under Coach Brian Jackson, a record of 3 wins, no losses. The Legends under Coach Tyler King, also 3 wins, no losses. I'd like to apologize for the late start. The referees were actually a little bit late getting here. They changed the time of the game from 7 to 6, and I think the referees were kind of in between. But they're here now, and the Wi-Fi here at Letchworth can be a challenge, so we hope to be able to bring you the whole game. And right now they're introducing the starting lineups for the Hornets. That will be Hippo Vargas, Miguel Chevra, Mel Thomas, Seth Patterson, and Louis Talentino. And for the Legends of Letchworth, that'll be Brady Beachel, Justin Flint, Adam Webster, Isaac Hansen, and Ben Hibbard. The Hornets so far, they've played, they defeated Charles Finney last Friday night by a count of 78-69. And came back Monday night with a 70-65 victory over Clyde Savannah. And then their latest game was on Tuesday night where they defeated North Star Christian Academy by a count of 59-49. So it's been a high scoring so far for the Hornets. The Legends have three wins. And they've been up and down as far as scoring. But, you know, the 3 wins is what's important. And the Legends started out, they defeated Pavilion 33-31. Came back with a victory over Dansville, 73-62, and then a 39-36 victory over Wayland Cohocton. Teams are on the floor and ready to go. And Letchworth in their home white with red and black trim, and the Hornets in their away blue with gold trim. And it's Legends ball, and it's Hansen in the backcourt. Hornets playing, looks like a zone defense in the corner. Three-pointer is good. The basket by Adam Webster. So Webster with the first points of the game for the Legends. Hornets get the ball into the front court. It's Thomas with the ball. Takes it down into the lane. He hesitates, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the rim, no good. And the Hornets get the ball back. Put back is good. Number two, Michelle Chevra, with the first points of the game for the Hornets. Now the Hornets playing a trapping defense, three-quarter press. Legends get the ball into the front court. Baseline runner is no good, but a foul call. It will be Justin Flint going to the line for the Legends. And it looks like the foul call will be on Chevra. That'll be his first, the team's first. And at the line for the Legends, it is Justin Flint. First free throw on the way is off the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Flint is one of the seniors for the Legends. Second free throw is good. So one of two for Flint. And the Legends lead 4-2. Legends picking up some full court pressure of their own. And into the front court for a layup. And it is up and good for Talentino for the Hornets. And we are tied at 4, 1 minute into the first quarter. Legends get the ball into the front court. It's Beecher with it. Gives it up to Hansen. Now Webster. And ball is... ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Hansen. So it'll be Hornets ball. Hornets get the ball into the front court. It is Vargas with it. Vargas has the ball top the key. Swing it over in the corner to Patterson. Patterson will kick it out to Thomas. The Legends playing man-to-man defense. Be interesting to have an over-under how many times I'm going to say Indians tonight, but it is the Letchworth Legends, and we're getting used to it. And we have a foul call on number 13, Justin Flint. That'll be his first. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark. No good by the Hornets. Rebound is secured by Ben Hibbard. Give the ball up to Hansen. Hansen in the front court. Three-pointer on the way is off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Hibbard. Hibbert to Hansen. Hansen, top of the key, thought about it, said he will launch. Off the rim, no good. And a rebound to Chevra for the Hornets. Chevra will bring it up himself. Takes it all the way into the front court, into the lane. Dishes off, and shot is up. No good by Patterson. Chevra gets the ball back on the floor. Shot is no good. Tipped around underneath. And no, the referees let him play. And the Legends come up with a ball. Into the front court, it is Beecher. And now we're going to get a travel call on Flint. So Justin Flint called for steps. And it'll be Hornets ball. Vargas with the ball for the Hornets. Gets it into the front court. We're tied at 4, 5.5 minutes left first quarter. Nice move by Vargas down into the lane. Scoop shot is no good. And the Legends go the other way. That's knocked away. And ball on the floor into the backcourt. The Hornets get the ball into the front court. It is Vargas with it. Kicks it out to Chevra. His shot is off the mark. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Legends ball. So up and down action so far. Just 4 points apiece. And Hornets with their... It looks like it's basically a 1-2-1-1 three-quarter trap. And the Legends haven't had a lot of trouble with it yet. To get the ball into the front court to Hibbert. Kicks it over to Beecher. And a steal going the other way with it. For the Hornets, the layup is good for Patterson. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path, and embark on an exciting journey at GCC. Discover your passions with over 75 innovative career-focused programs, experienced faculty, and cutting-edge facilities. You can receive hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs, including the new Advanced Manufacturing and Skilled Trades Lab. On-campus housing is available, too. Spring semester starts January 21st, and registration is now open. Apply for free today at Genesee.edu/apply.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Legends ball in the front court. Foul line jumper is good. The basket by Darren Abbott. Abbott into the game. First points of the game for him. And we are tied at 6. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. It is Thomas with the ball for the Hornets. Long-range three-pointer off the mark. No good. Weak side rebound secured by Webster. Get the ball up to Whalen. Brody Whalen with the ball. Now they work the ball around the perimeter. Into the corner, it is Flint. And a steal going the other way. It is Chevre. Chevre will go in for a layup, and he will score. Miguel Chevre with his second basket of the game. His 4 points lead the way for the Hornets, and they lead the Legends 8-6 halfway through the first quarter. It's Webster with the ball for the Legends. Get the ball into the front court to Whalen. Whalen along the baseline. Gives it to Flint, and layup is no good. Flint gets his own rebound. Now looking for some help. He'll kick it out, and ball knocked out of bounds off the hands of Thomas, and it'll be Legends ball. Substituting for the Legends, Hayden Schroeder checking in, and Flint will have a rest. Legends ball on the side, 32 on the shot clock, 3:51 left in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Whalen. Hornets playing a man-to-man defense. In the corner, three-pointer on the way is around the rim, no good, and it's Chevre coming up with the rebound for the Hornets. Chevre into the front court, takes it down into the lane, and has the ball knocked away. They're going to get a foul call, and it looked like a clean block from here, but foul call on the Legends. And that will be on number 34, Hayden Schroeder. So Schroeder with a foul, his first, the team's second. And going to the line for EMHCS, the Hornets, it is Miguel Chevre. First free throw, good. So Chevre has 5 of the Hornets' 9 points. Second free throw is good. He hits them both. And it's a 10-6 lead for the Hornets. Legends ball. Into the front court. It is Hansen with it. Hansen over on the right side. He'll dish it to Whalen. Now they get it underneath. Back out. And the three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound to Whalen. Underneath in some difficulty. And kicks it out. Three-pointer is good. The three-pointer for Isaac Hansen. Good composure there by Whalen. He was double-teamed, but able to kick it out to Hansen. He hits the three, and it is 10-9. The Hornets with the lead over the Legends. Hornets ball. It's Patterson into the lane. Shot is no good. Good defense, and the rebound by Abbott. Abbott gives it to Hansen. 2:45 left, first quarter. Hansen into the front court. Over on the right side. Give it underneath, and the shot is up off the glass and good for Darren Abbott. So Abbott, 2 baskets here in the first quarter. He has 4 points total, and the Legends with the lead, 11-10. Chevre takes it down underneath, and we're going to get a foul call on the Legends. I think this one's going to go on number 14. That'll be Brody Whalen. That'll be his first, and the team's third. Going back to the line, it'll be Miguel Chevre. First free throw on the way is no good. He'll have one more. The Hornets last year were 8-10. They were the number 8 seed. They lost to Byron Bergen in the second round after defeating Pavilion in the first round of 59-56. They were in C2 last year. This year they are C1. And the second free throw is no good. Went off the rim and off the top of the glass, so out of play. So Chevre misses them both, and it will be Legends ball. Schroeder looking to inbound. Does so to Hansen. Hansen, and it's intercepted. Chevre going the other way with it. Takes it in. The shot is up. No good. And the rebound to the Legends. They kick it out to Hansen. Hansen into the front court. Hansen will take it into the lane. Now dishes it out. Back over to Hansen in the corner. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. Tapped around. And the Hornets come up with it. Into the front court, it is Thomas. Thomas underneath. The shot is up and good. Mel Thomas end to end. And he gives the Hornets the lead, 12-11, under 2 minutes left, first quarter. And it's Hansen with the ball. Hansen into the front court. Has the ball on the wing. Gets a screen and dishes it to Abbott. Now back out to Hansen. Swing it over to Schroeder. Schroeder at the foul line. Back to Hansen. 12 on the shot clock. Hansen will take it into the lane. Now they kick it over to Wayland. His shot in and out, and the rebound grabbed by Chevre. Chevre will dish it out to Patterson. Now takes the return pass. So Chevre into the front court. Finds Vargas. Vargas over on the left side. And pulls up for the jumper. It is good. Hippel Vargas with his first points of the game. 14-11. The Hornets leading the Legends. And we're going to get one of the Hornets players is down. I'm not sure if it's a cramp or a turned ankle. Officials taking a look. The coach taking a look. Looks like they're going to just help him up. And he's going to take a break. That is Chevre who went down, limping off to the side. And they'll get a substitution in for him. And looks like, I think the scorers table is waving over because number 15 is checked in and they don't have a 15 listed in the book. So I think we're going to get probably a technical on the Hornets for not having the correct numbers listed in the book. Now, the referee just talked to the Hornets, Coach Jackson. Now he's talking to Coach King. And I think we're going to go to the other end. I think we saw this maybe once last year. Just the number of the player was incorrectly entered into the book. And the shot is up and good. Free throw made by Isaac Hansen. He'll get one more. So basically, substituted an illegal player. Second free throw is no good. So one of two for Hansen. And now it will be Legends ball. And it's Hansen to inbound. Does so to Abbott. Back to Hansen. Hansen. Gives it to Abbott. Abbott picks up his dribble and some difficulty and knocked away, but retrieved. Nice job that time by Webster. And the three-pointer is good. The three-pointer for Isaac Hansen. So Hansen, 7 points here in the first quarter. And the Legends leading 15-14 as we wind it down. Just 30 seconds left in the quarter. It is Vargas with the ball on the left side. Being watched by Abbott. Skip pass over. And the shot on the way is good. A three-pointer by Seth Patterson. So he has 5 points in the game. Legends ball. They have it in the front court. And we get a near steal, but they have it. Over to Hansen. 5 seconds left. Get it in the corner. Whalen pulls up for the short jumper. It's no good. Tip back is good. The basket by Hayden Schroeder as the first quarter comes to an end. At the end of one, it is the Legends 17, the Hornets 17. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit SummitFamilyDentalCare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
And we're set to start the second quarter. We're tied at 17. the Hornets and the Legends. Game being played here in Letchworth. And it's Thomas with the ball for the Hornets. Has the ball top of the key. Letchworth playing man-to-man defense. And we're going to get a reach-in foul call there. That'll be on Darren Abbott. So that'll be his first and the team's fourth. It'll be a Hornets ball underneath. And it'll be Mel Thomas to inbound for the Hornets. Thomas gets a pass underneath to Vargas. Now he dribbles it out. Give it to Patterson. Patterson over to Thomas on the right side. Now Thomas in the lane. Might have got away with a walk, but he scores anyway. So Mel Thomas, 4 points in the game. First points here in the second quarter go to the Hornets. They lead the Legends 19-17. It's Beecho with a ball for the Legends. And he hands it near steal, and it is a steal. Going the other way. It is Harris. The shot is no good. And the Legends come up with a ball. Whalen with it. And another steal. It's Vargas' time. Vargas with a dish and a shot. Oh, it looked like a clean block, but a foul call on the Legends. That will go on Isaac Hansen. That'll be his first. So now we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop three floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit FamilyFurniturePerry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
And we are back. Seth Patterson made the first of two free throws. Then the second one, they had a violation call on the Hornets. So it is 20-17. The Hornets with the lead. And Legends get the ball in to Hansen. To Beecho. Beecho double team near midcourt, and that was going to be a difficult situation, but fortunately one of the Hornets stepped out of bounds when he was able to get the ball. So it is Legends ball, and it'll be Isaac Hansen looking to inbound. Hansen gets the pass into Abbott, takes the return pass, and the shot is off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked up by Vargas. Vargas with a long pass up to Thomas. Thomas in for the layup, and he will score. Mel Thomas with a basket. And the Hornets with the first 5 points, just over a minute played in the second quarter. And now we're going to foul call in the front court with a ball for the Legends. It was Brady Beechel. And we're going to foul call on the Hornets. Now we'll get substitutions for Letchworth. Checking back in, it is Flint, Webster, and Hibbard. And checking out, it is Wayland, Abbott, and Schroeder. It's Legends ball, and Flint with it, and ball knocked out of bounds. Legends maintain possession, 31 on the shot clock, 6:47 left, second quarter. Hornets leading 22-17. Two teams that are both 3 wins, no losses. Off to a great start. And inbounds pass will be Hansen looking to inbound. Ball knocked away, and the Hornets come up with it. Vargas into the front court. Vargas will take the ball down into the lane. Shot is up and good. Vargas goes end to end, and it's a 7-0 run for the Hornets. And we get another steal. The shot is up. No good, but a foul call. And that will go on Ben Hibber. That is his first, the team's sixth. That's his sixth overall. That's the third in this quarter. And at the line for the Hornets, it'll be Seth Patterson. First free throw from Patterson is no good. He'll have one more. Patterson 1 of 3 from the line. He has 6 points in the game. And And the Legends yet to score here in the second quarter. First minute and a half, the Hornets have outscored them 7-0. Patterson at the line. Second free throw on the way is good. One of two for Patterson. He has 7 points in the game. And the Legends get the ball into the front court. It is Webster with it. Pass to Flint. Flint layup is no good. Flint gets his own rebound. Ball knocked away. They're going to say it's a jump ball. And possession arrow favors the Hornets. So, no, actually they correct it at the scorer's table. And it is actually going to be a Legends ball. So they had the arrow in the wrong direction, so it's Legends ball. 6:23 left, second quarter, 35 on the shot clock, and Legends looking to inbound. They do so to Webster. Webster gets it into the corner to Beachel. Beachel looking to drive baseline. We'll get a blocking foul call on the Hornets. That'll be on Xavier Lopez. That'll be his first and the team's second here in quarter number two. Legends ball underneath. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be Hansen to do the honors for the Legends. Hansen looking. Lobs it in. It's going to be taken away by Mel Thomas. Thomas going the other way with it. Thomas goes in for the layup. No good. Putback is good. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach King. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your
side. Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power in an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
6 minutes and 8 seconds left in the second quarter. It is the EMHCS Hornets 27 and the Lutchworth Legends 17. Hornets outscoring the Legends 10-0 here in just the first minute 52 of the second quarter. And Coach King has taken a couple timeouts. And nice start. I mean, the 17 apiece after the first quarter. And Hansen with six, make that 7 points in the first quarter, leading scorer for the Legends. But they are yet to score here in the second quarter, so they'll try it again. It will be Hibbard to inbound. Hibbard with the inbounds pass to Hansen. Hansen will bring it up the right side. Takes it across the midcourt. Still has a dribble, top of the key. Being watched closely by Patterson. Now he gives it to Beachel. Beachel pulls up for a three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound grab by Patterson, and we're going to get a foul call. Foul call will go on Justin Flint, and that'll be his second, the team's fourth. Flint will have a rest, and Hayden Schroeder will check back in. And it's Hornets ball in the backcourt. It'll be Vargas and Thomas to bring up the ball. Thomas takes the inbounds pass. Crosses midcourt. And Thomas over on the left side to Chevra. Chevra's back in after having some issues with his leg. And he's back on the floor. And we get a travel call on Mel Thomas. So Thomas called for steps looking to draw a foul, but the referee said steps instead. And we get substitution. Thomas will check out. And Talentino will check back in for the Hornets. Inbounds pass comes to Hansen. Hansen will bring the ball into the front court. Hansen all the way up the right side. Now picks up his dribble. Give it back to Beachel. Beachel, top of the key. Hornets applying pressure. Now it's Hansen on the right side. Hansen on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Give it to Schroeder. And we're going to get a foul call on the Hornets. I think that's going to be on number two, Miguel Chevro. That'll be his second foul. And the team's third. 5 minutes, 8 seconds left. Second quarter. And the Hornets leading 27-17. going to get a substitution for the Hornets as Patterson checking back in, and Xavier Lopez will have a rest. Hanson looking to inbound. Dussel to Beachel. Beachel near midcourt. Being watched by Vargas. Now Beachel picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Hanson on the left side. Now Hanson top of the key. Tried to get it underneath. Ball knocked back. Picked up by Hanson underneath. And the shot is up. No good by Schroeder. Ball on the floor. And kicked out to Hanson. Short jumper. No good. Tapped up. No good. And the rebound finally grabbed by Chevra. Chevra will get the ball into the front court to Vargas. Vargas down the left side. And he scores. And the old rules have been a travel, but now it's a Euro step. So it's 29-17. Hornets with the lead. Hanson with the ball in the front court. Now it's Hibbard. And Hanson, three-pointer is good. A step-back three-pointer for Isaac Hanson. He has 10 points, and it's 29-20. Hornets with the lead. Long-range three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Putback is good. The basket by Talentino, his second basket of the game. Legends ball in the front court. It is Webster with it, giving it to Hanson. Hanson over to Schroeder. Schroeder will give it up to Beachel. Beachel gets it into the lane. Short jumper is up and good. Ben Hibbard with his first points of the game. So Legends getting a little bit of flow back offensively, but they trail by 9, 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Vargas with the ball. Step back, jumper, good. Hippo Vargas with 8 points in the first half. And it's an 11-point lead for the Hornets. Hanson with the ball in the front court. Has the ball top of the key. Now take it underneath. Scoop shot is up. No good. And we're going to foul call on the Legends. That'll be on Adam Webster. That is his first. And the team's fifth. And we'll go to the other end, shooting free throws. And that will be number 20, Louis Talentino. Talentino with two field goals, 4 points total here in the first half. It's 33-22. The Hornets with the lead. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left, second quarter. And Talentino is set back to the line. And he will be shooting two free throws. Talentino's first one on the way, and it is good. Got a friendly roll off the front of the rim, back of the rim, and then in. Now for the Legends, Maddox Kelly has checked in, as has Darren Abbott. So those two in, and Beachel and Hibbard will have a rest. Second free throw on the way, and this one nothing but net for Talentino. So he hits them both, 6 points total. And it's a 13-point lead for the Hornets. Into the front court, it is Hanson. Hanson takes the ball up the left side, has the ball knocked away, and picked up going the other way, it is Chevra. Chevra into the lane, shot is no good, ball on the floor, and it's picked up by Hanson. Hanson brings the ball up for the Legends, long pass up. Underneath the layup is no good. Kelly unable to cash it in for the Legends, and going the other way with it is the Hornets as we hit 2.5 minutes left, second quarter. It is Vargas with the ball. Legends still playing their man-to-man defense. Vargas with the ball, top of the key, has the ball knocked away by Hanson, but the Hornets get it back. And it's a Chevra with it. Now he lost the handle, and Hanson comes up with it. Hanson with a pass up to Schroeder. Schroeder gets it underneath, back out to Schroeder, three-pointer, it's off the mark, no good, ball pinballed around, picked up by Kelly, he passes it out, and the shot is off the mark, no good, rebound grabbed by Patterson. Patterson with the ball for the Hornets, 2 minutes left in the half. Patterson, now he'll pull it back out, gives it over on the right side to Chevra. Chevra will give it to Vargas. Vargas in the corner. To Santiago. Santiago shot off the mark. No good, but long rebound kicked out. And it is Chevra for three. His shot is no good. Another three-pointer is, this one's off the mark. And now we're going to get over the back call on the Hornets. It is Louis Talentino with a foul. That is his first and the team's fourth. As Pedraza will check in for the Hornets, Talentino will be out. And it's going to be Legends ball in the backcourt. 1:35 left. No, we got a one of the Hornets is tying his basketball shoe. Referee noticed that, so stopped the inbounds pass. And it's Legends ball. Inbounds pass comes to Hansen. Hansen takes the ball up the right side, picks up his dribble. They get it underneath to Kelly. Kelly will dish it out, and the short jumper off the mark. No good by Abbott, and it is Hornets ball. Thomas with it. Thomas into the front court. Thomas has the ball top of the key. We'll hand it back to Chevra. Chevra in the lane, looking for some room. Step through. His shot is no good. Tries to get it himself. He does. Triple team. Kick it out, and the shot is good. The three-pointer for Seth Patterson. So Patterson with a nice-looking shot there. And it's now a 16-point lead. And it is Schroeder with the ball. And an interception going the other way. It is Patterson. Patterson will go in. He will score. Seth Patterson. 9 points in the quarter. 14 and a half. And it's all of a sudden it's an 18-point Hornets lead. And it's Hansen with the ball. Hansen has into the front court. We'll get it to Kelly. Kelly. We'll get it out to Abbott, top of the key. Hansen for three. It's good. Isaac Hansen trying to be the one-man man. He's scored six of the Legends' 8 points here in the second quarter, but they trail 40-25, just 15 seconds left in the half. And it's Chevra with the ball. He'll look to hand it to Vargas. 9 seconds left. Vargas near midcourt. Now looking to move into the lane. Still has the dribble. And he'll kick it out. The three-pointer is no good. And at the half, it is the Hornets 40, the Legends 25. We'll be back with halftime stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having 32 years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at SalmonOrthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
And we are back at the half. The EMH Charter School Hornets leading the Letchworth Legends by a count of 40-25. We'll take a look at scoring first for the Hornets' leading scorer in the first half. It was Seth Patterson with 14 points, a couple three-pointers, three field goals, and he's 2-of-4 from the free throw stripe. Hippo Vargas with four two-point field goals for 8 points, and then 6 points apiece for Miguel Chevra, Mel Thomas, and Louis Talentino. The Hornets scoring 17 in the first quarter and then 23 in the second quarter, and they are 6-of-10 from the free throw line. Only foul trouble at all is 2 fouls on Miguel Chevra. For the Legends, they scored 17 in the first quarter and then just 8 in the second quarter. They are led in scoring by Isaac Hansen. He had 13 points in the first half, including 4 three-pointers, and then he's 1-of-2 from the free throw line. Also scoring for the Legends in the first half, Darren Abbott with 2 field goals. Those are in the first quarter for 4 points. 3 points for Adam Webster. He had a 3-point field goal in the first quarter. 2 points for Hayden Schroeder, a field goal in the first quarter. And Ben Hibbard with 2 points. And Justin Flint, 1-of-2 from the line for 1 point. The Indians just 2-of-3 from the line. And they have Justin Flint, the only player with as many as 2 fouls. He has 2 fouls. So not a lot of foul trouble for either club. And we mentioned it was tied 17-17 after the first quarter. Good up and down action. And then in the second quarter, the Hornets just able to kind of blitz the Legends, play good pressure defense, come up with a bunch of turnovers, and they outscored the Legends 23-8. And thus the 15-point lead. We're going to take a short break. And we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other action underway this evening. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. They also offer detailing service to bring back that new car look. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
And we are back at the half. The Hornets leading the Legends 40-25. Take a look at some of the other action amongst area teams tonight. Up in the Genesee region is Wheatland Chilai playing at Alba. Holly is at Kendall. And Livingston County action, Leroy is at Avon. Mount Morris is at York. Pavilion is at Keshequa. And Livonia at Hornell. And then there's a Dansville tournament this weekend involving Canisteo, Greenwood, Geneseo, Wayland, Cohocton, and Dansville. A couple of games tomorrow afternoon. Cuba Rushford is playing Oakfield Alligat, Bama. That game at GCC, and that's at 11:30. At 2:30, Fillmore is playing Notre Dame of Batavia, also at GCC. And a couple other later games in the afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, Byron Burgin will be playing at Pembroke and Alexander at Attica. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path, and embark on an exciting journey at GCC. Discover your passions with over 75 innovative career-focused programs, experienced faculty, and cutting-edge facilities. You can receive hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs, including the new Advanced Manufacturing and Skilled Trades Lab. On-campus housing is available too. Spring semester starts January 21st, and registration is now open. Apply for free today at Genesee.edu/apply.
Are numbers important? We think so. So get a pen and write down this number, 343-4453. That's the only number you need to call to have your furnace and boiler tuned up or to order fuel oil or propane. Hundreds of people call that number every day because they trust that Reisdorf Oil and Propane will do everything in their power to exceed expectations. Quite simply, we are family-owned and operated. Locally, not Canada, or even Buffalo or Rochester, right here in Genesee and Wyoming counties.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit Summit Family FamilyDentalCare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customers. Service.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
And we're back to start the second half. It was Hornets ball, but it's turned over and picked up by Webster. Ball knocked away and going the other way with it. It is Vargas. Vargas goes in for the layup. Shot is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it will be Legends ball. Starting second half for Legends. Their original starting half, that'll be Brady Beachel, Justin Flint, Adam Webster, Isaac Hansen, and Ben Hibbard. Hibbard will inbound. Hornets picking up full court pressure. And Hibbard. Like the referee, I'm not sure if there's a wet spot or referees talking to, it looks like one of the legends. I think it's Justin Flint. I just know it's going to adjust his basketball shoe. I guess it's good now, and we're ready for play. Hibbard looks to inbound, does so to Hansen. Hansen with the ball in the front court, takes the ball up the right side, still has his dribble, now over on the left side to Beachel. Beachel top of the key, three-pointer, it's off the mark, no good. Long rebound is secured by Patterson. Patterson to Thomas. Thomas up the right side. Takes it into the lane. The dish to Shevard. Now to Patterson. Kick it out. And Thomas' shot is off the mark. No good. And Hibbard comes up with a loose ball. The outlet pass to Webster. Webster takes it in. The layup is good. Adam Webster with the first points of the second half. So Legends, they trailed Dansville by 17 in one of their earlier games. Came back from that. So they had some experience coming from behind and out another steal. Webster with it. Webster will take it down underneath. Layup is good. Just like that, Adam Webster back-to-back layups. And we're down to an 11-point Hornets lead. So the Legends coming out with some determination. First minute and a half here in the third quarter. It's Vargas with the ball on the left side. Vargas now dribbles over to the right side to Thomas. In the corner, long-range three-pointer is good. Nice-looking shot there by Seth Patterson. Patterson now with 17 points in the game. It's 43-29. Hornets with the lead. Webster. And this three-pointer on the mark, off the mark by Hansen. And the rebound to Talentino. It's Thomas with the ball in the front court. Has the ball knocked away. And we'll get a travel call as it was... Hansen almost came up with a loose ball, but then in trying to make the pass off the steal, he was called for steps. So it's Hornets ball on the side. Vargas with the inbounds pass to Thomas. Thomas being watched by Hansen, who gets the ball over on the left side to Chevra. In the corner, the three-pointer is no good. Long rebound, putback is knocked away. Good block there by Hibbard. And it is Hansen going in for the layup. It is no good. Pinball out of bounds, and it's going to be Legends ball. As Hansen unable to convert, but the Legends get a second chance here. 5:45 left, third quarter, and we'll get a substitution for the Legends. Abbott will check in, and it's going to be Flint having a rest. Inbounds pass to Beachel. Beachel will give it to Abbott. Abbott. Now Webster with the ball, and it's stolen away. Going the other way with it, it is Patterson. Patterson double team, gives it to Chevelle. Kick it over on the left side. Thomas, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound to Hibbard. Hibbard with the outlet pass to Webster. Webster into the front court, takes the ball off the right side. Now in the baseline, double team there. Nice pass out to Hibbard. Hibbard, short jumper, is off the mark, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Chevra. He gives it to Thomas. Kicks it up to Vargas. Long range off the mark. No good. And the rebound to Hansen. Hansen with a pass up to Beachel. Beachel pulls up for three. And it's off the rim. No good. Long rebound will be secured by the Hornets as it was Talentino running it down. As the team's going back and forth here in the third quarter. Not much scoring. And that's okay. The Hornets have the lead. And three-pointer is good just like that. Chevra with a basket. He has 9 points in the game. Legends ball in the front court. It is Abbott with it. Finds Hansen. Over to Webster. Webster on the right side. Hesitation dribble at the foul line. Ball knocked away. And going the other way with it is the Hornets. And the layup is good by Patterson. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having 32 years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
4:20 left here in the third quarter. It's been a game of streaks here in the third. It was the Legends coming out the first half. Adam Webster coming out of halftime hit the first 4 points, pulled the Legends within 11. They trailed at the half 40-25. They made it 40-29. But now the Hornets with 8 in a row to open up to a 19-point lead. And that prompted a timeout from Coach Tyler King for the Legends. And it is Legends ball. And Abbott looking to inbound. Does to Hansen. He's double-teamed. Held ball and possession arrow is in favor of the Legends. So they will have the ball again. And the Hornets picking up with probably the biggest, most pressure they've had. They have all five of their defenders on the in the Legends side of the court. And it's Hansen with it, double-teamed. And gets it over to Webster. Webster will bring it up. Crosses midcourt. So has a dribble. Finds Hansen. Hansen gets it underneath. Shot is no good. And Legends, or excuse me, the going the other way is the Hornets, but Webster with a nice hustle play with a block shot from behind. Seth Patterson for the Hornets thought he had a layup. A nice hustle play there by Adam Webster for the Legends, and it'll be Hornets ball. 3:56 left here in the third quarter, and it's Thomas looking to inbound. Ball kicked away out of bounds by the Legends, and the Hornets will try it again. And this will be Thomas looking to inbound. And the steal by Adam Webster. He tracked that one down. 2-on-1. Webster with a pass to Beachill. Beachill off the glass. Good. Brady Beachill with his first points of the game. Good unselfish play by Adam Webster. Came up with a steal. Gets the assist. Beachill with a basket. And it's Hornets ball in the front court. And Vargas with it. And we're going to foul call on the Legends. I think that might be on... looks like it's going to be on Hansen. That'll be... nope, this foul call is going to be on Beachill, so that'll be his first. And just the team's first here in the third quarter. It'll be Vargas to inbound. Vargas gets it underneath to Talentino, kicks it out. Long-range three-pointers off the mark, no good. Rebound secured by Thomas. Thomas underneath, and the shot is no good. And the rebound picked off by Hibbard. Long pass up, and Abbott, just a little too tall for him, goes out of bounds. And it will be Hornets ball. Chevrolet to inbound. Does so to Thomas. 3:15 left, third quarter. Hornets with a 17-point lead, 48-31. Thomas with the ball on the left wing. He'll give it to Chevrolet, top of the key. Takes it into the lane, and a shot is rejected. The block shot there by Adam Berwalt for the Legends. And it will be... looks like Abbott's going to... actually, Hansen's going to have a rest. And Max Cole will get his first action of the evening. Foul line pass underneath. A basket by Talentino. Talentino 8 points off the assist by Seth Patterson. Webster will give it to Beachill. Now we're going to get... an illegal screen call on number 44, Adam Berwalt. That'll be his first, and the team second. So it'll be Hornets ball on the side with just 2:49 left. Legends' next game will be coming up Tuesday. They will be at Mount Morris, and then next Friday they are at Geneseo. Three-pointer on the way, and good. The basket by Vargas. He has 11 points in the game. And it's now a 22-point Hornets lead. Beachill with the ball in the front court. Beachill has the ball on the left side. Give it to Abbott. Abbott picks up his dribble. Kick it out to Berwalt. Berwalt's runner is good. Adam Berwalt with his first points of the game. Hornets ball, and it's Thomas with it. Kick it over on the right side. Hesitation dribble, Vargas in the lane. Bank shot is good. Vargas now with 13 points. And it's Beachill with the ball in the front court for the Legends. Still has the dribble. Take it into the lane. Pulls up for the jumper off the glass or off the back of the rim. No good. Ball knocked away. Going the other way, and it's Webster who tracks it down. Outstanding play there by Adam Webster. As he knocked the ball away from Miguel Chevrolet and then was able to throw it off his knee out of bounds, that Webster would take a well-deserved rest there. And it will be a Legends ball. On the floor right now for the Legends, it is Beachill along with Abbott, Cole, Schroeder, and Berwalt. And they have the ball in the front court. It's Cole with it, giving it to Beachill. Beachill over on the left side to a Schroeder. Get it into lane. Short jumper off the mark. No good by Berwalt. And with the Hornets, it's Vargas with the ball. Vargas into the front court. 1:19 left in the third quarter. Pulls up for the three-pointer off the mark. No good. And the rebound is to Cole. Cole gets it up to Schroeder. Schroeder into the lane. Now kick it back out. Cole off the glass, no good, tipped out, and the Legends come up with a loose ball, shot is up, good, the basket and the foul. Outstanding play by Hayden Schroeder first to basically take the rebound away from Louis Tolentino and then make the basket, draw the foul, and the foul called on Harris for the Hornets. That is his first. And at the line for the Legends, it is Hayden Schroeder. First free throw, the free throw on the way, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Chevre. Legends ball into the front court, under a minute left, third quarter. And it's Chevre with the ball, top of the key. Chevre over on the left side to Patterson. Patterson will give it back to Chevre. Chevre being watched by Schroeder. Looking for a clear out. Takes the ball. And the shot is up and good. And that is Vargas with a basket. So Vargas, 7 points in the quarter, 15 in the game. And it's Legends ball, under 20 seconds left in the quarter. Schroeder has the ball on the right side, still with a dribble. Give it to Beecho. Beecho, long-range three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Legends ball with just under 10 seconds left in the quarter. Shot clock will be turned off, 9.7 to be exact. And it will be Schroeder to inbound for the Legends. Schroeder, looking, inbounds pass to Beecho. Beecho will get it into the lane. They'll kick it over on the left side. Three-pointer rattles out. No good by Cole, and that will do it at the end of three. It is the Hornets 57, the Legends 35. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop 3 floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit FamilyFurniturePerry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family, giving and caring just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry. With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power in an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
Hornets ball as we start the fourth quarter. The Hornets leading the Legends 57-35, and we'll get a steal in the backcourt. Coming up with the ball for the Legends, it was Justin Flint, and we'll get a foul call on Seth Patterson for the Hornets. So Patterson's foul is his first, and it is Legends ball. Hansen with it. Kick it over on the right side to Whalen. Whalen back out to Hansen. Schroeder. Get it underneath. And shot is up. And good. The basket by Justin Flint. Nice ball movement at time by the Legends as they get the first points here in the fourth quarter. 7:20 left. And it is Chevre with the ball for the Hornets. He'll give it over to Vargas. Vargas in the left corner now takes it toward the lane. Pulled up jumper is good. Hippo Vargas with 17 points in the game. And Legends ball in the front court. It is Whalen with it. Brody Whalen gets it into the lane. Now they kick it out. And the two-pointers off the mark. No good. But it's secured by the Legends, and it is Hansen with the baseline jumper. So Isaac Hansen, nice game. He has 15 points so far And it's a 59-39 Hornets lead. Ball in the front court. It is a Chevrolet with it, giving it to Patterson. Patterson pull up, and the shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound secured by Flint. Flint will bring it up himself. Now he'll hand it to Hansen. Hansen into the front court. Finds Whalen in the right side. Whalen gets it underneath. Now gets the ball back off the glass. No good. Tapped around and picked up by Vargas. Vargas will bring it up himself. Vargas down the right side. Still has the dribble. Takes it down in underneath. Now he'll kick it out. And ball goes off the hands of Patterson. But he retrieves. Pulls up for the jumper. Off the rim and good. A friendly roll and a three-pointer for Seth Patterson. He is your leading scorer of the game. He has 22 for the Hornets. Legends ball, and it's Hansen in the front court. Hansen picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Finds Schroeder on the right side. Schroeder now dribbles top of the key over to Hansen. Nice pass underneath, and the shot is no good by Abbott. And going the other way with the Hornets. Layup is no good, but a foul call as it was Patterson going hard to the basket, and he drew the foul, and he'll go to the line, shoot two. Foul call is on Hansen. That is his second foul. And it is Seth Patterson at the line. Patterson, I mentioned, with 22 points. He is 2 of 4 from the free throw stripe. And he is there again. And the first free throw on the way. And this one is off the rim. Good. So Patterson with the basket. And the Hornets... looking like they're going to be on their way, their fourth win of the year. They've scored very well this year, 59, 78, 70, and they have 63 right now, still 5.5 minutes left. Second free throw off the mark, no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Abbott. Long pass up for the Legends. It is Hansen with it, giving it to Whalen. Back over to Hansen, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound putback is no good by Abbott. And ball on the floor. Legends get it back. And Hansen, top of the key. Open and rattles out. No good. Legends get the ball back again in the lane. Schroeder off the glass and good. Hayden Schroeder, good hustle that time. He has 6 points in the game. And it's 63-51 under 5 minutes left. Bringing the ball up, it is Vargas. Vargas being watched by Whalen. Kick the ball over. And it is knocked out of bounds. And I gotta say, it went off the Hornets player last. So it will be Legends ball. And the ball will be inbounded by Hibbard for the Legends. And we'll get just another substitution as Chevrolet will check out. And Louis Talentino will check back in. Inbounds pass to Hansen. Hansen into the front court. Over to Schroeder. Schroeder at the foul line. Jumper is good. Hayden Schroeder back-to-back baskets. He has 8 points in the game. And it's a 63-43 Hornets lead. 4:20 left, fourth quarter. Vargas with the ball in the front court for the Hornets. Takes the ball down to the left corner. Still has the dribble. Now he picks it up. Gives it to Harris. Three-pointer on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed by Hibbard. Hibbard will find Hansen. Hansen crosses the midcourt stripe, keeping his head up. Surveying his option, takes it over on the right side. Give it to Whalen. Now they work the ball around the perimeter. Schroeder thought about it. Now double-teamed, and he'll find Hansen. Hansen, top of the key, pass underneath. And maybe too many passes there by the Legends, but ball knocked out of bounds, and they'll maintain possession. As Webster will check back in for the Legends in place of Whalen. So Adam Webster back on. Schroeder to inbound. Does so to Hansen. Hansen top of the key. Over to Schroeder on the left side. Schroeder to Hansen. 3:30 left. Hansen takes the return pass. Has the ball on the right side. Finds Webster. Webster at the foul line. And we're going to get a shot clock violation. So good defense that time by the Hornets. And a shot clock violation, 3:27 left. It's a 20-point lead. Hornets leading 63-43. And it is Hornets ball. Into the front court, it is Vargas with it. Vargas up the left side, takes it into the lane. Nice block shot there by Lutworth. That is, that was Caden. No, it was Maddox Kelly with a block shot. And it is Vargas to inbound. Does so to Talentino. Now we're going to a moving screen on the Hornets. That'll be on Harris. That'll be his second foul. And it'll be a Legends ball on the side. Hibbard will inbound. Hibbard with the inbounds pass to Webster. Adam Webster with it. Takes the ball up the right side. Finds Cole. Cole has the ball knocked away. Going the other way with it is Harris. Harris underneath. And a travel call. So steps called on Braylon Harris. And it will be Legends ball. Inbounds pass to Webster. Webster being watched by Caden Copeland. Webster with the ball into the front court. Hornets playing man-to-man defense. Get the ball over to Schroeder on the left side. Schroeder takes down into the lane. Still has a dribble. Now double team. Kick it out to Hibbard. Hibbard into the lane. The short jumper is no good, but we'll get a foul call. And foul call will go on Louis Talentino. That'll be his second. Going to the line, it will be Ben Hibbard. Hibbard will be his first trip to the line. The Legends team has only been, they've only attempted four free throws. They've made two of them. And Hibbard at the line, first free throw on the way, and it is off the front of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. More substitutions for the Hornets as Coach Jackson able to get all his guys in the game here. 20-point lead, 2:42 left. And it'll be Hibbard with a free throw number two. And it is on the way, and it is no good. We get the held ball situation. Harris for the Hornets and Kelly for the Legends, and it'll be Legends ball. And it will be Schroeder to inbound. Schroeder looking. Pass underneath and the basket. And that is Maddox Kelly. So Kelly with his first points of the game. And it's Hornets ball. In the front court it is Harris. Harris will give it to Shivago. Now over on the left side it is Harris. Harris gets it into the lane. Double team there. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
And a near steal there by Schroeder, but the ball knocked out of bounds, so it will be Hornets ball on the side. 2:10 left. Hornets leading the Legends 63-45. And Hornets ball. Inbounds pass comes to Copeland. Get it into the lane. And kind of an adventure for the Hornets. Some of their players on the floor now just don't get a lot of action. But this ball is knocked out of bounds by the Legends, so it'll be Hornets ball again. And it'll be Harris to inbound for the Hornets. Does so. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Short. Harris gets it back. And shot is up and good. The basket by Caden Copeland. So that is his first points of the evening. Now we're going to get a foul call in the backcourt. I think it's going to be on Harris. And that will be his third. Now substitution for the Legends, Beerwald checking in place of Hibbert. So Ben Hibbert is probably done for the evening. Just 1:52 left, a 20-point lead for the Hornets. Webster with the ball in the front court. Takes it into the lane, now drive in, and he will score. Adam Webster with 9 points in the game. And it's Hornets ball. Harris with the ball into the front court. Give the ball on the left side to Pedraza. Now it's Copeland. To Kegvius. Kegvius, top of the key, picks up his dribble. Webster all over him. Now it's Copeland with the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Harris with it. Harris, top of the key. Double teamed. Kick it out. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound is Schroeder to Webster. Webster into the front court. Pass underneath, and shot is up and good. The basket by Beerwald. Adam Beerwald with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points. It's a 16-point lead as we wind it down under a minute to play. And it is Copeland with the ball. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Legends ball. So the Letchworth Legends under Coach Tyler King going to come up short tonight for the first time this season. They'll fall to 3-1. And it's Kelly with the ball up the left side. Kelly with the ball. Take it into the lane. Over on the left side to Cole. Now Webster gives it to Schroeder. Schroeder into the lane. Trying to power his way through and was able to draw the foul. Foul call went on Pedraza. That is his first. And going to the line. Yes, going to the line for Letchworth. It will be Hayden Schroeder. Schroeder, this will be his second trip to the line. He missed one free throw trying to finish off a three-point play back in the third quarter. He has 8 points in the game. Free throw is off the glass and good. So Schroeder now with the 9 points, and he's one of two from the line. Second free throw on the way, and this one's no good. And it's Hornets ball going the other way with it. Now a steal and a foul call. As it was Schroeder coming up with a steal, he'll go back to the line. More free throw practice for Hayden Schroeder. And he has 9 points, looking for 10 or 11 here. 15-point lead for the Hornets and just 29.3 seconds left. So Schroeder back to the line, and he will be shooting two. First free throw on the way is off the rim, no good. And he'll have one more. Aiden Schroeder, one of the seniors for the Legends this year. Second free throw is good. Nice form there. Makes one of two. And it's Hornets ball as we wind it down under half a minute left. And it's Copeland with it. Copeland will take it into the lane. Give it to Kagvius, and we'll get a travel call. So it'll be Legends ball with just 18.8 seconds left. And it will be Kelly to inbound for the Legends. Kelly, lob pass in to Cole. Back to Schroeder. Schroeder thought about it. Now give it over to Webster. Webster jumper is off the rim. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Legends ball with 7.1 seconds left. And it will be Schroeder to inbound for the Legends. Set up in a box. They do some screens. And Schroeder, ball knocked out of bounds again by the Hornets. So one more time here for the Legends. 6.5 seconds left. Schroeder will try it again, this time from the closer part of the baseline. And Schroeder looking. Finds Webster underneath. Shot is no good, but a foul call. That'll be on Harris. So Adam Webster will head to the line for the Legends. Webster also a senior. And Harris is actually going to foul out. That is the fifth foul on Harris. Kind of had an adventurous evening as he, the number in the scorebook did not match the number he was wearing, so a technical foul called. And Indians got a free throw out of that, made one or two at the line. And now he fouls out. And at the line is Webster. First free throw off the back of the rim, falls through. So Adam Webster hits double digits with that. He has 10 points. Second free throw on the way and off the back of the rim. No good. Schroeder with the rebound. Putback is no good. Gets the ball back and it's going to let this one go. And that will do it. Final score, the EMH Charter School Hornets 65 and the Letchworth Legends 52. We'll be back to take a look at the final scoring. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at Salmon Orthodontics. Orthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. They also offer detailing service to bring back that new car look. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
And the final score, once again, it is the Hornets 65, the Legends 52. We'll run down the scoring for the Hornets. Leading scorer was Hippo Vargas with, actually the leading scorer was Seth Patterson with 23, Hippo Vargas with 17, 9 for Miguel Chavez, 6 points for Mel Thomas, 8 points for Louis Talentino, and 2 for Caden Copeland. The Hornets under coach Brian Jackson improved to 4 wins and no losses. The Legends under coach Tyler King, they fall to 3 wins, 1 loss. Leading scorer tonight for the Legends was Isaac Hansen with 15, Adam Webster with 10, Hayden Schroeder with 10, 4 points for Adam Burwalt and Darren Abbott, 3 points for Justin Flint, and 2 points apiece for Maddox Kelly, Brady Beachel, and Ben Hibbard. Next broadcast is actually a change. Tuesday night is it was originally scheduled for Wednesday. Now it's Tuesday night. It'll be Cal Mum at Perry. So tip time should be about 7 o'clock for that one. So it's Tuesday night, not Wednesday night, Cal Mum at Perry. Other games next week here on CJ Country. Friday, it'll be Warsaw at Pavilion. And then a Saturday afternoon game. Next Saturday, the 21st, Danville at Perry. Tip time on that, 2:30. I'd like to thank Marty Sakala back at the studio for doing a phenomenal job. And I'd like to say, go Bills. And you've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
Genesee Community College. At GCC, your time is now. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com. You're going to love your new smile. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Perry, serving CJ Country for more than 40 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in downtown Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in agricultural and commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Salmon Orthodontics, on the web at braceyourselftoday.com. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Adelrock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Warsaw Sea Store, the Bergen Sea Store, and the Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. They work with all insurance companies and even offer rental cars right at their location. By Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, formerly Empire Tractor. Big enough to keep you running, but personal enough to know your name. And by Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, North Java, and Batavia. Family owned and operated since 1953.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jam. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.